You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Shares of SAPI finished almost 4% higher on a day when the broader market suffered big losses. And this is after the paper and packaging producing company reported a return to profit in the half year to March. We do have SAPI CEO Steve Binney on the market update for more on the numbers. Steve, thanks so much for your time. So, essentially, just looking at the picture of the company's performance in this half year, completely different to 2021, your half year period there. Things are looking a little bit better. In fact, a lot better this time around. Just take us through the first 6 months for SAPI. What drove the turnaround in sales and profits, and how sustainable that momentum is in the period ahead?
It was a very strong quarter for us. In fact, it was actually a record quarter in terms of SAPI's history. What drove it is obviously we were facing headwinds of higher costs and supply chain challenges like many businesses. But because of the tightness and the recovery in demand of our paper categories, we were able to implement higher selling prices, which have offset the impact of the costs. And that's in obviously across all our paper businesses. And then at the same time, demand, whether it's on the pulp side or packaging or traditional graphics, demand has actually been pretty strong and rebounded very nicely post-COVID. So the business is actually in a pretty good place, despite all the global macro challenges that are out there. And, as I say, a record quarter for us.
Mm. What's driving such strong demand?
Look, I think a combination of factors. Obviously, during COVID, we lost 50% of our orders almost overnight. This is back in 2020. And, as economies have progressively opened up and the demand on the consumer side has rebounded, that has led to a significant recovery. And at the same time, particularly on graphic paper front, we've seen a lot of capacity come out the marketplace during the COVID period, and that's led to this very, very tight market situation. On top of all that, the supply chain challenges that I referred to, although they cause delays and deliveries to customers, what's happened in our industry and many other industries, you've seen a surge in costs and selling prices because purchasers are not able to get their hands on products. So it's created a very favorable environment and, enabled us to, offset the higher costs that we've faced.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that the suspension of your competitors' operations in the Russia-Ukraine market has had a material impact on the market dynamics? It probably is not reflecting fully in the results up till March 2022, but would you say that it has or it may have an impact on the market conditions you speak of?
No, not really. Not in the segments that we're in. We did sell into that region a little bit, but because markets are so tight, we were able to place volumes elsewhere. And really the impact directly linked to the whole Ukraine-Russian situation has not been that significant. However, indirectly, obviously, in our European business, we're based in Germany and Austria and the Netherlands and so on. There's an indirect impact because we're a big energy user. We're a big buyer of natural gas. And those prices have jumped sharply on the back of the war in Ukraine. So that has had an impact on our costs. But in terms of the market demand for our products, it's not been material.
So in terms of that cost push that you are seeing in your business, right now you do say that you are able to pass it on or pass some of it on to your clients through higher pricing. But how long do you think that will be the case? Where do you foresee the tipping point where some of your clients may not be able to stomach the higher costs and may actually reduce demand?
Look, I have no doubt that it would have an impact on downstream demand further down the line, but the market is just so tight at the moment. It's actually as tight as we've seen it in decades, actually. And we still remain confident that we can implement higher selling prices. I'm realistic, and I know you can't do that indefinitely. But certainly, based on the short-term dynamics that we are seeing, we do think that the rest of this year can be continue to be strong.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the focus back home in South Africa, quite a lot also happened in the period under review. I mean, we're looking at the recovery from the riots in July. We're looking at issues regarding the ongoing power constraints with load shedding, more recently the floods. Just talk to us about South Africa and what your shareholders can look forward to in terms of this division.
Yeah, it's been tough. And obviously, we had the riots last year and we had to stop production at the time in our KZN mills. And then obviously, more recently in the current year, we had the, you know, with the floods. At the same time, you know, there's been ongoing challenges at the Durban port, as you know, for years, in fact. And productivity has been disappointing, you know, in terms of the operation at the port. Specifically to the floods, you know, we had damaged inventory in our warehouse and we had to stop production. We've been going through a cleanup operation at our warehouses, and that should be complete pretty soon. The Durban port has resumed operations and we're hopeful to get our first shipment out, and in fact, in the next couple of days. So it's not been easy. But, you know, it looks like, you know, we are recovering. Productivity is normalizing. And, you know, I'm optimistic that we can get back to normalized operating levels and productivity in the weeks ahead. So I think the good thing is we mainly make dissolving pulp out of South Africa, and the prices for those products have risen sharply in recent weeks, and I think if we can stabilize the operations, get the product out, and then we can capitalize on the higher selling prices. So I am optimistic over the next 6 months.
All right, Steve, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time. That was the CEO of Sappi, Steve Binney.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.